From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued new memos outlining the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive orders to stop illegal immigration at the border and deport undocumented immigrants. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Tuesday said the memos expand the priority list for those who face immediate removal.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Spicer said Mr. Trump is fulfilling yet another campaign pledge.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
The memos don't include tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age and protected under a program established by former President Barack Obama. They're not related also to the legal battle surrounding the president's executive orders that temporarily ban people from seven countries. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir, facing famine in the country Tuesday, pledged aid workers will have access everywhere despite continued fighting.
The government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to the needy populations across the country.
Fighting broke out in December 2013 and has left tens of thousands of people facing starvation, particularly in parts of Unity State. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on Syria's political future are scheduled to open Thursday in Geneva. On Tuesday, a deputy to UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Michael Contad, said the basis of the talks will be Security Council Resolution 2254 and three issues.
Number one, the establishment of a credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance. Number two, a schedule and a process for drafting a new constitution. And number three, free and fair elections pursuant to this new constitution to be administered under U.N. supervision.
Meanwhile, on the ground, U.S.-backed rebel forces crossed into Deir al-Zor province for the first time in a drive against Islamic State militants. South Africa's High Court Wednesday ruled the government's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court is unconstitutional and invalid because it did not seek parliamentary approval. Decision brought by the government's political opposition. South Africa last October announced its decision to pull out of the Hague-based ICC, citing what it called bias against Africans. An Israeli soldier Tuesday was sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker who lay helpless on the ground. The killing took place last March after two Palestinians stabbed another Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron. The uncle of the slain Palestinian, Abd el Fattah el Sharif, said even the soldier's superior officers were not brought to justice. He denounced what he called the light sentence. The three-judge military panel convicted the soldier, Sergeant Elor Azaria, of manslaughter last month, the crime that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The world's oldest ruler, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, turned 93 Tuesday. In an interview, he said he plans to stay in office.
The majority of the people feel that there is no replacement, actually, no successor who, to them, is acceptable.
Mr. Mugabe, who's ruled the country since 1980, said the call to step down must come from his ruling ZANU-PF party. Malaysian investigators want to question a North Korean diplomat over the mysterious death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim died of an apparent poisoning attack at Kuala Lumpur Airport last week that South Korea insists was carried out by North Korean agents. Of those being sought for questioning, one is on staff of the North Korean embassy in Malaysia. The other works for the North Korean state airline. Former Hong Kong chief executive Donald Tsang has been jailed for 20 months for misconduct while in office. He was charged with concealing private rental negotiations with a property tycoon while approving a broadcast license for a radio company the executive had a major stake in. Tsang, who served in the highest public office for 8 years, could face a new charge of bribery. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.